This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Remember, go just head over to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on there, a lot happening. And, you know, this hour we're just going to beat it up with just clips, not just about the impeachment, but how misinformed the average person is. Now, a bunch of students, this is a video up on campus reform. There's a bunch of students up there that are slamming Trump from, well, they're mad that he profited or has been profiting from the pregnancy. From pregnancy. Listen to me, I'm in trouble with the mouth and the lips. From the presidency. But boy, is there a shocker coming for them. Take a listen.
This is Addison Smith with Campus Reform. We're here at the University of Virginia today asking students what they think when they find out that President Trump's net worth has increased 30-fold since running for political office. And what will students think when they actually figure out that all of this was President Barack Obama and that President Trump's net worth has actually been cut in half? Let's see what they have to say.
In the news, it's come out that Trump's net worth has actually increased by, you know, 30 times more than it was before he entered office. Do you see that as a problem?
I definitely do. I don't think that an executive office should be used for, like, personal business gains.
Trump's using a lot of his businesses in, like, Saudi Arabia and, like, other countries to, you know, increase his profits as president. I mean, that's a huge problem because, like, once you're president, you have a lot of powers and you can take advantage of that stuff.
Well, yeah, he's supposed to serve the country, not profit off it. So it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I feel like people who have that much money, you know, there's always a way that they get it that's going to be something that we don't like. Mm-hmm. So,
like, you're supposed to, when you take the role as a president, you're not supposed to try to benefit or make business deals.
Come on, burst their bubble. Let's go.
President Trump's net worth has increased 30-fold since entering office. Do you think that's a problem?
Probably a little bit. I don't know anything about it, but I would imagine that probably is.
Honestly, yes, because how can the income gap and, like, the wealth gap be so large and he is still profiting off of being president and not actually benefiting the country at all?
So insofar as the presidency is a public office and it's ultimately our responsibility as a public to be the primary beneficiaries of said office, I would say it's an issue.
I do think that's an issue. I don't know much about politics, but I don't think that's the president's job. I'm pretty sure of that.
Do you guys think it's okay for a president to make money off of, you know, their time in office?
I think so, because, I mean, they're doing a job. Everyone gets paid for doing work, so I think it's fair. It should be. They should be paid.
I just think it's unethical for a president to be able to, like, actually gain so much from his office and not do.
Now, what I love about this is look how self-righteous and self-smart they are. They're telling us what for and how, and you shouldn't make that kind of money, and. Can't wait till they find out who this really is.
Much for his country. Yeah.
So you would say it's pretty corrupt.
Yes, very corrupt.
He's using it as making money, but I don't know. I mean, you got to get it how you live. Everyone's goal in life is to make money, so
everything's a business. Everything's about money. So if money can be made, then somebody's going to, you know, take advantage of it?
I think that's definitely questionable. This is a president who has profited off a lot of systems in the past of his entire life, and so has his father and grandfather. Do you expect...
Now, see, that really goes through me like you wouldn't believe. If you know the story of Trump, if you know the story about his grandfather and how he came here and how he made his money, they are truly the American dream. But these kids have been taught differently. And this guy, if this reporter would say to him, tell me about his grandfather, he couldn't do it.
Expect him to get into office and dismantle those exact same systems that made him rich in the first place, or to magnify those systems?
Would you say that that's corrupt?
Of course.
That doesn't sound right to me. Things in the presidency where you really shouldn't be making
tours, which I feel is totally just. I feel that's great for him to be able to do so.
I mean, the way he talks to people, the way he treats the...
whose net worth has increased 30-fold, and that President Trump is actually giving away his presidential salary, and then President Trump's actually his net worth. What if I told you that it was actually President Barack Obama whose net worth has increased 30-fold, and that President Trump is actually giving away his presidential salary, and then President Trump's actually his net worth has been cut in half?
You know, actually, when you said that, I questioned that Trump's worth had gone up 30-fold, because he was already a billionaire beforehand, and he would have been, like, in the top list now.
Does that change anything?
Not really,
yeah.
You know, but I think Obama doing it, too, is even more than we want.
All presidents take advantage of their power. Doesn't change anything for me.
Wow.
I mean, both Barack Obama and Donald Trump have found ways to, you know, enter foreign policy, like, differences and wars and ways to increase their power. So,
do you think maybe students will hear a name and kind of already have a presupposition in their mind?
I mean, yeah, most people, you come up with an implicit bias and kind of stick with it.
You know, isn't it amazing? You can now prove how much influence these professors, not just because there's one video, but we talk about it all the time. We show you clips all the time. You got one. You got these professors at these colleges that are totally left-leaning. They're bringing these kids down that road with them. Now, I am sure when these kids went back to their professors and talked about this, and I say kids, sorry, when they come back and talk about this to their professors, professors are going to find reasons as to why this isn't true. I guarantee it. You know, where did that reporter get his numbers? Did you ask him for any proof? I'm sure that you're going to hear all of that. Joe Mazzini, your host, Justin Real Site on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have with you. When we come back, we're going to do another campus, on-site campus interview, if you would, with a young lady who thinks that abortion is like God's gift until she gets some more information on it. Joe Mazzini, your host, you're listening to Real Site on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
They can't be doing what they're doing. But they are.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I just so much appreciate the time that you've given us, that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Look, what I want to do is I've been playing clips. First of all, you've got to hear what they've done, what the left has done to our kids, to our young people. So that when I start playing the clips about them leaving out information about the witnesses at the Senate, you'll see it's no big deal. It's just the way they work. So you got recently with the Women's March, a couple of young people were out there and screaming all the wonderful niceties at Donald Trump. And one young man decided to go up and ask a simple question. One that we kind of ask on this show on a regular basis. But these guys did a great job at it. He says, let me ask you a question. What species is a fetus? Listen to her response.
Let me ask you a question. What species is a fetus?
Human.
So if it's a fetus and it's alive, wouldn't that be a human life? So you're okay with disposing of a human life?
An undeveloped human life that can't sustain itself?
What about people that are clinically...
She said it's okay because it can't sustain itself. It's undeveloped.
Mentally retarded. Should we dispose of them?
Yeah.
Why?
Now, she says no. And he says, well, why? They can't live without others to help them. They're not functioning individuals. And you can see the look on her face. She's thoroughly confused. She doesn't know how to answer.
Why? They can't live without function of other individuals.
They're not... she calls them a parasite. Right? I mean, seriously. A parasite. I mean, not the challenge kids, but she's talking about the baby in the womb is a parasite. Where have we heard this before? You hear some of the smartest people in science talking about this as parasites. Planned Parenthood pushed them, not openly, but they discuss it as well.
And they're what?
They're not a parasite.
Wait, so you think a sick...
So they're born, they're already human, they've come out of somebody else's body, and that makes it okay. So when they're in the body, the umbilical cord is attached, it's all right to get rid of them because they're sucking life off of somebody else. But if they're already here, and they're already functioning, then yes. What is she going to do with partial birth abortion and or... You know, the post-birth abortion.
This week, fetus is a parasite.
By definition, I think so.
Now she's saying by definition, she thinks so. She thinks it is a parasite. Now he goes on to say to her, you know, you were once six-week fetus too. And he says he's very glad that her parents didn't abort her, giving her a chance. She argued with him.
You know, you were once a six week fetus. You were once a 6 week fetus, and I'm glad that your mother decided to have you. Are you? No.
I'm a confused individual. I'm a confused human being. I don't know what I want. Why are you asking me questions like this?
Okay, life is hard, but if you wish you were aborted?
Did you hear that? No, I'm not happy they kept me because life is hard. Wow. Is that what we raised? We've raised a group of young people that can't cope with the day-to-day issues in life? Seriously? I talk about this all the time. You guys laugh at me, but here's proof.
I don't think the world would be terribly different if I didn't.
See, this is where you and I...
See, she says she doesn't, again, I've said this a million times, she says she doesn't think the world would be terribly different without her. She adds no value. She brings no value to the planet. How sad is that? Come on, honestly. Everybody brings value. Okay, all right. Everybody who wants to brings value. If you're just going to sit on the couch with your channel changer or your video game products, then no, you bring no value as far as I'm concerned. But every human being brings value. She brings joy, I'm sure, to her parents, or an aunt, or an uncle, or people around her. I'm sure without knowing it, she's blessed plenty of people in how she's living her life. I don't agree with her. I don't agree with her about abortion. That doesn't mean she doesn't have other redeemable traits that maybe we can help her with. You know what I'm saying?
I totally disagree. I want you to have the right to life. I'm glad you're alive. You're not. I want more people to live.
I mean, I'm not. I'm glad that I'm alive. That'll work.
You don't know that. Do you know how many abortions happen? Just do you know how many abortions happen every day?
Every day, no. I know there's probably millions.
Okay, so there's 3,000.
Yeah, she says I don't know, probably millions. But she says it's so cold, it's so nonchalant. But actually, it's only about 3,000. Only. I don't mean that. I apologize. Actually, there's about 3,000 a day.
1,000 a day. Do you think that's too much? Okay, do you want more people or less people in the world?
All right, this is important. When you ask her this question, she doesn't even hesitate. She said, less. I think there's too many. And you know what kind of viewpoint that is?
There's too many. We can't feed them. We can't house them.
You want less human beings.
Yes.
You understand that's a eugenics argument.
There you go.
No.
There you go. She said, but it's not a eugenics argument because she's not trying to pick out which particular people we should get rid of. Well, you won't have to. The government will, sweetheart. They'll tell you that people that live off the government or have issues or, you know, have medical problems, they'll go. They'll be gone. It won't be a color thing. That will be part of it down the road. I mean, I don't know what country it was, Sweden, Finland, one of those. I'm sure one of my listeners will let me know, but send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. They claim that they've gotten rid of Down syndrome. They have claimed that they have no Down births. You know why? They abort them. So an abortion is not a birth. And I know enough people with Down kids. I've been with enough people with Down kids. And Down syndrome kids, I'm sorry. And every one of them tells me the same thing. That, and I don't know. And would I want one? No. This doesn't mean if we had one, we wouldn't love one and take care of one. Would I wish it upon myself? No. But I hear from these people who have them that they bring a whole different love to the family. They bring a whole different environment to the family. Because you got somebody who can't take care of themselves that you love and care for that you have to take care of. It's a whole different dynamic. So anyway, you know, these poor young people on the left, and I see little girls in the audience in the march, probably 8, 9 years, they have no idea what they're doing there, can't spell the word abortion, and don't really know what it is. Can you imagine telling your 8-year-old, yeah, you know, an abortion is when you get rid of the baby in your belly? That'd go over well. Joe Mancini, your host, we'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We're beating them all. We're beating them like they haven't been beaten before. You know, all the noises about their crazy debates, nobody's watching their debates.
President Trump at a packed COG Keep America Great rally in Des Moines, Iowa, telling the crowd,
but it's all about their debates. They don't care about the farmer. Everything out here, they love Trump, and you should love Trump with what I've done.
to Capitol Hill now and the impeachment trial. Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul reacting to Chief Justice Roberts, who refuses to read his question out loud, as the question reportedly deals with the so-called whistleblower.
Presiding officer declines to read the question as submitted.
I can tell you that my question made no reference to any whistleblower or any kind of person of a complaint from a whistleblower.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, we heard for days now, we heard partial witness testimonies from the Dems, who played clips and read from, transcripts and what have you. But do we ever really hear the truth? Do we hear the whole thing? Well, I think we ought to. I'm going to take a few minutes with you, and we're going to listen to all those clips that you didn't get to hear. So when your friends on the left start telling you that, it's a sham of a trial, which was a sham of an investigation, you can say, well, did you hear about this guy? Did you hear about that guy? Which is the way it should be.
Check our facts. We did. They told us we needed to check our facts. We did. We're right. In his public testimony, Ambassador Sondland used variations of the words assume, presume, guess, speculate, and belief over 30 times. Here are some examples.
That was my presumption, my personal presumption. That was my belief. That was my presumption, yeah.
Is that
I
right?
Said I presume that might have to be done in order to get the aid released. It was a presumption. I've been very clear as to when I was presuming, and I was presuming on the aid. It would be pure, guesswork on my part, speculation. I don't know. That was the problem, Mr. Goldman. No one told me directly that the aid was tied to anything. I was presuming it was.
He didn't show you any of this testimony. Not once during their 21-hour presentation. 21 hours. More than 21 hours. And they couldn't give you the context to evaluate Ambassador Sondland. All the Democrats have to support the alleged link between security assistance and investigations is Ambassador Sondland's assumptions and presumptions. We remember this exchange.
Is it correct? No one on this planet told you that Donald Trump was tying this aid to the investigations? Because if your answer is yes, then the chairman's wrong and the headline on CNN is wrong. No one on this planet told you that President Trump was tying aid to investigations. Yes or no?
Yes.
So, you really have no testimony today that ties President Trump to a scheme to withhold aid from Ukraine in exchange for these investigations?
Other than my own presumption.
When he was done presuming, assuming, and guessing,
Ambassador Sondland finally decided to ask President Trump directly, what does the president want from Ukraine? Here's the answer.
President Trump, when I asked him the open-ended question, as I testified previously, what do you want from Ukraine? His answer was,
Look at Schiff's face. He's almost begging this guy, please don't answer, don't.
Want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing. That's all I got from President Trump.
The president was unequivocal. Ambassador Sondland stated that this was the final word he heard from the president of the United States. And once he learned this, he text messaged Ambassadors Taylor and Volker. The president has been crystal clear. No quid pro quos of any kind.
Funny. We didn't hear about those text messages. Well, they really have, but somehow, remember Strzok and Page? Their text messages got deleted.
If you are skeptical of Ambassador Sondland's testimony, it was corroborated by the statement of one of your colleagues, Senator Johnson. Senator Johnson also had heard from Ambassador Sondland that the security assistance might be linked to the investigations. So on August 31, Senator Johnson asked the president directly whether there was some kind of arrangement where Ukraine would take some action and the hold would be lifted. Again, President Trump's answer was crystal clear. No way. I would never do that. Who told you that? As Senator Johnson wrote, I have accurately characterized his reaction as adamant, vehement, and angry. They didn't tell you about Senator Johnson's letter. Why not? The Democrats' entire quid pro quo theory is based on nothing more than the initial speculation of one person, Ambassador Sondland.
Shorn of its rambling character and in not so many words, this is the essence of what the president communicates.
Now, the beauty behind this is only a short piece, a short part. And some of you heard that, you know, Schiff had had read the transcript or spoken about the transcript on the floor. He says it was all a ruse, and you know, it was a joke, it was lighthearted, and everybody knew it. I want you to listen to this, because some of you haven't heard this yet. There's nothing fun, lighthearted, or what have you. He is trying to get a point across the way he wants it to come across. That's good.
We've been very good to your country, very good. No other country has done as much as we have. But you know what? I don't see much reciprocity here. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only 7 times, so you better listen good.
Now, he throws these little things in there to try to make it seem lighthearted and funny. But it's not. Not in the least. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows how this is going to hit the airwaves.
I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it. On this and on that, I'm going to put you in touch with people, not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him. And I'm going to put you in touch with Rudy. You're going to love him, trust me. You know what I'm asking, and so I'm only going to say this a few more times, in a few more ways.
Now, he's trying to make him sound like a mafia don, right? Hey, you know what I'm asking for here, right? I want you to do this for me because we've always been good friends. We've been good friends? Good. Well, we've been good friends. But he doesn't really, again, he is lying. He's laying out a false narrative. He's laying out what he believes. Now, he's the only guy who believes this. Well, I'm sure many on the Dem side believe it. Of the people actually involved, he's the only guy that believes this. Whistleblower doesn't. Many of the people, as you just heard in the clip, many of them have a whole different mindset of what that call was about.
And by the way, don't call me again. I'll call you when you've done what I asked. This is, in sum, in character, what the president was trying to communicate.
Right.
That's fake. That's not the real call. That's not the evidence here. That's not the transcript that Mr. Cipollone just referenced. Think about this. The Democrats accused the president of leveraging security assistance to supposedly force President Zelensky to announce investigations. But how can that possibly be when the Ukrainians were not even aware that the security assistance was paused?
Now, the Dems say that's not true. So we've got the Dems calling the president of Ukraine a liar, right? The AG of Ukraine a liar. And even though they said they didn't feel pressured, even though they said it wasn't, they didn't know it was paused, the Dems' crystal ball seems to tell a different message.
There can't be a threat without the person knowing he's being threatened. There can't be a quid pro quo without the quo. Ambassador Volker testified that the Ukrainians did not know about the hold until reading about it in Politico. Ambassador Taylor and Tim Morrison both agreed. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent testified that no Ukrainian official contacted him about the paused security assistance until that first intense week in September.
Now, so we're betting 100% that no pressure, no quid pro quo was being asked for so far.
Let's hear from the four of them.
I believe the Ukrainians became aware of the hold on August 29th and not before. That date is the first time any of them asked me about the hold by forwarding an article that had been published in Politico.
It was only after August 29th, when the Politico article came out, that I got calls from the several of the Ukrainians.
This is Ambassador Taylor, again, thoroughly involved, thoroughly engaged.
Officials.
You mentioned the August 28th Politico article. Was that
National Security Council on Russian Affairs, Timothy Morrison. Didn't hear any of this either.
Is that the first time that you believe the Ukrainians may have had a real sense that the aid was on hold?
Yes.
Mr.
God, you got to get the rest of this. Joe Mazzini, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up right after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They hit through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-752-5563. We're playing the just important clips from the, what do you want to call it, the trial, the impeachment trial, the impeachment circus, the impeachment go-around. Really, think about it. And the illustrious congressman, Schiff, and his cohorts are all talking about how we need more transparency and we need more information. And before he was said we didn't need any witnesses because we already had it all laid out. But I've been playing the clips, and I've been playing the sound bites of what they don't want you to hear, what they didn't want you to hear. So you need to get all the information. It's like I always say to you, whether it's me or somebody else, you need to get all the information and then make your decision. Take a listen.
Kent, had you had any Ukrainian official contacting you concerned about, when was the first time a Ukrainian official contacted you concerned about potential withholding of U.S. aid?
It was after the article in Politico came out in that first intense week of September.
That it wasn't until the Politico article that...
That's correct. I received a text message from one of my Ukrainian counterparts on August 29th.
Now see, this is the House Intelligence Committee. All right, these are House intelligence officials, and they didn't know about it until they saw it in the paper.
And forwarding that article, and that's the first they raised it with me.
The House managers didn't show you this testimony.
Why do you think that is? Anybody want to guess? Anybody?
From any of these four witnesses. Why not?
Why didn't they give you the context of this testimony? Clear, Mr. Morrison testified, I was not concerned that anything illegal was discussed. Mr. Morrison further testified that there was nothing improper and nothing illegal about anything that was said on the call.
Oh, so here's people that are involved. These are real witnesses. How come you didn't hear this from the left?
In fact, Mr. Morrison repeatedly testified that he disagreed with Lieutenant Colonel Vindman's assessment that President Trump made demands of President Zelensky.
Whoa.
Or that he said anything improper at all.
Right? That's why you didn't hear it. Because it flies right in the face of what they're trying to sell you. It doesn't fit their narrative. It's a common plot of theirs, a common ploy of theirs, I should say.
Here's Mr. Morrison.
In that transcript, does the president not ask Zelensky to look into the Bidens?
Mr. Chairman, I can only tell you what I was thinking at the time. That is not what I understood the president to be doing.
Do you believe in your opinion that the president of the United States demanded that President Zelensky undertake these...
Remember, this is National Security Council member Timothy Morrison, and he was listening. He knew what was going on. He was listening in.
Investigations?
No, sir.
And you didn't hear the president make a demand, did you?
No, sir.
Again, there were no demands from your perspective, Mr. Morrison.
That is correct, sir.
But is it fair to say that as you were listening to the call, you weren't thinking, wow, the president's president is bribing the president of Ukraine? That never crossed your mind?
It did not, sir.
Or that he was extorting the president of Ukraine?
It did not, sir.
Or doing anything improper?
Correct, sir.
So here you have a witness, an actual first-tier witness, an eyewitness, ear witness, who's telling you nothing of what Schiff and team, or Schiff and gang, has said was true. There was nothing there. And yet they're beating their brains out to say it did happen. They hid these transcripts, they hid these videos, they hid the witness testimonies from the Senate and others. Why? Why is that? See, what I would say is if you really want to call witnesses, if they say you call, these are the guys I would call back to prove my point.
Significantly, the Ukrainian government never raised any concerns about the July 25 call. The bottom line is it is not possible for the brief security assistance review to have been used as leverage when President Zelensky and other top Ukrainian officials did not know about it. That's what you need to know. That's what the House managers didn't tell you. The House managers know how important this issue is. When we briefly mentioned it a few days ago, they told us we needed to check our facts. We did. We're right. Here is Ambassador Volker.
You had a meeting with the President of the United States, and you believe that the policy issues that he raised concerning Ukraine were valid, correct?
Yes.
Did the President of the United States ever say to you that he was not going to allow aid for the United States to go to the Ukraine unless there were investigations into Burisma, the Bidens, or the 2016 elections?
No, he did not.
Did the Ukrainians ever tell you that they understood that they would not get a meeting with the President of the United States, a phone call with the President of the United States, military aid, or foreign aid from the United States unless they undertook investigations of Burisma, the Bidens, or the 2016 elections?
No, they did not.
All right. So here you have Kurt Volker, the U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine, involved in all these conversations, involved in these negotiations, or conversations. He hasn't answered yes yet. His answer's all the way down the road. Everything he has to say is truly and honestly clearing the president. But the Dems won't have any part of it. They're looking for anything. They're looking for any crack in the dam, anything they think they can pin on the president. Just amazing.
The House managers never told you any of this. Why not? Why didn't they show you this testimony? Why didn't they tell you about this testimony? Why didn't they put Ambassador Sondland's testimony in its full and proper context for your consideration? Because none of this fits their narrative, and it wouldn't lead to their predetermined outcome. Thank you for your attention. I yield to... They told us we need...
Right? And seriously, this is the problem they have on a regular basis. This is a big deal for them. Right? When you think about what they're trying to sell, what they are trying to sell water to a drowning man at this point. There's no truth in this. There's no need for this. This is no need to drag this out. And I'm telling you, you know, why call the Bidens? I would call them, don't get me wrong, but why just call or why call the Bidens? Why don't we start off with these guys? If we have to have witnesses, I would call every one of these guys back in. I would call the whistleblower in. Seriously. Then bring in the Bidens. Then force Schiff to do it. He deserves to do it. He should do it. This is going out of control. It's not helping the country by any stretch of the imagination. And think about the dangers of what it's doing. What precedent is this setting? You get some really nasty Republicans in there later on, and guess what's going to happen? You know, when it comes to conservatives and liberals, there's some real serious differences between the two. Don't you agree? And if you want to decide the fence you're sitting on, I got a great test for you. Remember what I say on a regular basis. You know, the libs have a whole different way of approaching and thinking about things. Actually, I can't even say that anymore, because from within the party, you can't just say libs. Socialists, the socialist wing of the party. If a conservative doesn't like a gun, he just doesn't buy one. If a liberal doesn't like a gun, he wants the gun outlawed for everybody. If a conservative is a vegetarian, he doesn't eat meat. If a liberal is a vegetarian, he wants all meat products banned for everyone, everywhere, everyhow. This is the mindset. If a conservative is down and out and he thinks about how to better his situation, a liberal wonders who is going to take care of him. If a conservative doesn't like a talk show host, he switches the channels. Liberals demand that they be fired, the show be shut down. They don't believe in choice. I keep telling you that. If a conservative doesn't like a talk show host, he switches channels. Liberals demand that they shut him down. If a conservative is a non-believer, he doesn't go to church. It's really that simple. Matter of fact, conservative Christian, you're an atheist. That's your thing. A liberal, non-believer, wants any mention of God and Jesus silenced. You can't have a reference to it. You can't think about it. Nothing. Because you go over the top when you hear it. I put up in the area where I live, there's a fellow that's a hardcore socialist. And I simply put a meme up of two young people praying in a restaurant over their food. And I said, never be afraid to pray anytime, anywhere. I didn't say yell and scream. I said pray. And he was highly offended by that. He said, what if somebody hears you? Well, so what? I got to listen to your screaming kid at the booth next to mine. I got to listen to your foul language at the booth next to mine. Right? I mean, I have to listen to all the crap next to the booth, and you're concerned about hearing prayer. You don't get much more hypocritical than that, do you? Joe Mazzini, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. Take the poll. Lots going on up there. You can donate to the cause. Big donation button. I hope you won't miss it. Anyway, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for hanging out with me.